Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Forgive me, I'm fighting a little bit of a cold here, so if I sound a little bit off, I do apologize. Now, Thanksgiving takes place here in America a week from the posting of this podcast, and we're posting this on a Thursday. It's a time for celebration with friends and family, travel, food, football, and relaxation. Now, this week we wanted to share some tips from an article that I found at CPI Security that will help make your holiday safe and enjoyable. Now, again, I'm only going to share a few tips. I want you to read the full article. If you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, Let's Talk Insurance, click on that. It'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, easy enough, in the upper right of the blog, just type in Thanksgiving Holiday Tips 2023, and it'll bring you to the post associated with today's podcast. So the first one is, watch out for kids. Many Thanksgiving celebrations include young children among family members and friends. Take time to kid-proof your home by tidying any loose electrical cords, keeping knives, lighters, matches out of reach, and potentially putting up baby gates to confine them to certain areas of your home. You definitely don't want kids in the kitchen, especially if you're making food. You got pots on the stovetop, you've got knives laying out on the counter as you're cutting things up. Just kid-proof your home. If you've got candles, be aware of where the candles are sitting. Make sure the kids aren't anywhere near where they could knock them over. Just general, keep your kids safe. Maybe have a kid-friendly area set up where you've got a little table and you've got some crayons and some paper and coloring books or some blank paper, maybe some puzzles and games. Things that will keep them occupied. So maybe portion off a section of your home and make that kid-friendly. That would be a good idea. The next tip I have for you is pay attention while cooking. Be sure to follow food safety protocols when cooking, keeping an eye on the stove and oven at all times while cooking, watching out for cross-contamination, and keeping kitchen areas clear of potential fire hazards. And that means keeping all flammable things away from the stove. So if you've got dish rags or paper towels or cardboard boxes that food comes in, just make sure that that is away from the stove. Make sure that you have your stove handle or the pot handles turned inward so that they're not sticking out into the kitchen. Make sure they're turned to the side so that you don't accidentally bump them as you're walking by. Cross-contamination is a big one, especially if you're working with a lot of raw meat, raw turkey and raw ham. Before you cook them, make sure that you have two different cutting boards. If you're, one that you're using for meat, one you're using for vegetables. Use all the common sense stuff when you're cooking, for sure. And as far as kitchen areas, you may also want to make sure that you have a fire extinguisher within reach. I never know what may happen, but it's always good to have a small fire extinguisher. They're only $8, $10 at the big box home improvement stores. Easy enough to stick that under the sink. Just have it in reach just in case something were to happen. Next tip I have for you is if you're going to deep fry your turkey, take extra care when frying. Follow the manufacturer's instructions with the turkey fryers. I know you see them at Walmart and you see them at Tractor Supply and Home Depot and Lowe's and Meijer's and all these other places. They're really cool. Yeah, you can get yourself a turkey fryer and you can deep fry your turkey. Of course, you want to keep that turkey fryer outside and away from anything flammable. So you want to have it like in the middle of your driveway, away from any grass or leaves or anything like that. Make sure the entire area around it is clear of anything flammable. When you're preparing the turkey, make sure that the turkey is, number one, fully thawed, and number two, make sure that it's completely dry. You put a wet turkey into a turkey fryer, hot oil. That oil is just going to start spurting everywhere. So you want to make sure that it's thawed completely. And you definitely want to make sure that you take some paper towels to it and dry the outside of it, as inside and outside of it. Dry it as much as possible. Of course, you want to have a fire extinguisher nearby. I'm sure you've seen them online. You could go to YouTube, type in turkey fryer fire, and you'll see, you know, some fire departments that show you the wrong way to fry a turkey and the right way to fry a turkey. And you'll see that you know, they'll put in a like a frozen turkey or a turkey that hasn't been dried off properly. They'll just drop it right in the oil and you'll just see flames shooting out all over. So make sure that you take care if you're going to deep fry a turkey. Last tip I want to share with you is watch out for pets. Many will include pets in their celebration by giving them scraps from the table. Be aware of what you feed your pet, as some holiday foods can be toxic or cause serious health problems. Certainly do not give pets turkey bones or corn cobs to chew on, as they can cause a choking hazard, or splinter, causing them to swallow splinters of bones and really mess up their esophagus and their stomach. For me, I know that, you know, grapes, chocolate, onions, those are on the list of things that you shouldn't give dogs. So we make extra care not to give them anything with that stuff in. There was as part of the article, or maybe it was part of another article that I read, when it comes to pumpkin pie, you need to be very aware. You know, raw pumpkin or pumpkin out of a can is fine. Like if it's, you know, 100% pumpkin, you can give your dog or cat that. But as far as a pie, it could have spices that make them sick, like cloves or, pumpkin pie spice or cinnamon, you know, stuff like that that could really wreak havoc on their stomachs. So definitely don't give them pumpkin pie. You can give them some raw pumpkin or pumpkin out of a can that's 100% pumpkin, but make sure that you don't give them pumpkin pie filling or anything like that, because it could make them very sick. Now, again, be sure to check out the full article from CPI Security with more tips to help keep your Thanksgiving holiday celebration safe for you and your loved ones. Again, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. If you're listening later on, in the upper right, type in Thanksgiving Holiday Tips 2023, and that will have a link to, it'll bring you to the blog post associated with today's podcast. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. There won't be a new podcast next week because next week, Thursday, is Thanksgiving. So I hope you and yours have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, that you're able to relax, and you're able to enjoy some food with some friends and family, and of course, just take it easy on the holiday. Until next time, take care.